I'm wondering if there are any of us here tonight who identify with the following phrase, single female. Single female. Anyone? All right, so there's this meme. Y'all know what a meme is? There's this meme that's been going around social media today, and it said, to all you single women who are looking for a good Catholic or a good Christian man, today God is labeling them for you for your convenience. And there's a picture of a well-known male figure with the ashes on his head. So today is your day. Why are we marked with ashes on this day? Why is this season of Lent? What is it, and why do we observe it? I'd like to spend a couple of minutes answering those questions. Lent is a 40-day period starting with tonight, Ash Wednesday, and concluding with the Saturday before Easter. 40 days is a significant number in the Bible. Can you think of any 40-day periods that come from the Bible? Moses going through the desert, I think that one was 40 years. Up on the mountain, just last Sunday, we read about Moses up on the mountain in the cloud for 40 days. In Genesis, the story of Noah, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. Now there's one more, and since you answered the first two, Jesus' temptation, he was in the wilderness for 40 days. And that's the real story why we celebrate 40 days of Lent. Jesus went out into the wilderness and fasted for 40 days. And so we are given the opportunity to do something similar. So we observe 40 days before Easter. Now, the inquisitive mind that I am, I took out a calendar and I counted all the days. Starting at Ash Wednesday and ending the Saturday before Easter, I end with 46. Huh. Some of you know why this is. Why is it that there are 46 days? Sundays don't count. So if you give up chocolate, Sundays you can eat chocolate. If you give up Girl Scout cookies, Sundays are free days. Yes. Maybe it makes this Lent a little easier for some of us. So why these 40 days in anticipation of a horrific event that takes place on Good Friday? When Jesus was crucified, he took on the sins of the world. And we're part of the world, so those are our sins that he takes on. To remember that event, we focus ourselves, we discipline ourselves, we do things just a little bit different. And then on Easter, when the greatest miracle in history occurs, when Jesus rose from the dead, we celebrate and have chocolate all the time. So for the next 40 days, we anticipate, we contemplate, we wait. In a few moments, we'll be invited to come forward to receive the mark of the ashes, letting the whole world know that we are Christian, and for all the single ladies, that we are who we are. And when we receive those ashes, it is accompanied by the phrase, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. When I hear these words, I'm reminded of the fragility of life. I remember how just a couple Sundays ago, one of our deacons, Kathy McGraw, sat here in the choir, and 24 hours after that, she was experiencing eternity in heaven. When I hear those words, you are dust, and to dust you will return, I'm reminded death is a fate that we all will face. But you know, those ashes, they mark something else. They mark that a death has already occurred. These ashes remind us that death has already occurred. They are the remnants of the palm leaves from a year ago. Actually, realistically, these are 3 years ago. We just have so many of them. But still, these are the ashes. These are the remnants of dead palm tree leaves that are placed on us. You are dust, and to dust you shall return. But you're receiving these ashes because you aren't dead. You're alive. You are dust, and to dust you will return. But for now, for this period of time, live. I didn't say that with enough excitement. But for now, live. So we take these next 40 days, excluding Sundays, and consider how it is that we live. Some of us are willing to give up something. Others will take something on. Whatever we do in these next 40 days, consider the mark that you receive tonight. That you were but dust, and you will be dust again. But for now, for tonight and at least the next 40 days, live and live well. In the name of the Creator, Savior, and Sustainer, amen.